You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We have a new name, an Italian name that could come to the MLS. His name is Giorgio Chiellini. The 37-year-old longtime Juventus captain could come to LAFC. We'll talk about this, if it makes sense for LAFC, if it makes sense for Chiellini, and if it makes sense for the MLS.
Also, we have US Open Cup action. We give you our predictions and who we think is going to go through. You won't want to miss it.
You are listening to Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast from Footbox.
Giorgio Chiellini announces that after 17 years with Juventus, he will leave the club at the end of this season. Giorgio Chiellini, is he coming to the MLS? Is he coming to the LAFC? We're going to talk about this with Patrick Meehan. My name is Diego Arrioja, and yeah, this is Footbox USA. Okay, Giorgio Chiellini, Patrick, does it make sense for LAFC and for the MLS, the 37-year-old longtime Juventus captain, to come to the US?
That's a tough question. I mean, it just depends on the team that's signing him. There's reports about LAFC extending a contract offer to him to bring him as a DP, which, in my opinion, that doesn't make sense. He, at the end of the day, is a legendary, you know, defender, winner. And with Juventus, with Italy, and I think, you know, a player of his caliber is definitely a good option to have on in your league, but he's super old. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a rough one. If we analyze about LAFC in particular, I think LAFC does not need him. That's a lot of money that's going to be spent on not only an old central defender, but a central defender that doesn't apply to their style of play, because he's going to have to go out a lot since LAFC attacks. So when they get caught in a counterattack or in a 1v1 situation, Giorgio Chiellini, I don't think, still has that power to defend those in those situations. So it's definitely a complicated one.
Yeah, and it's definitely, it's hard to understand from LAFC's perspective, right? But I know Chiellini is a big name. As we were saying, the contract is up for Juventus, and you know, and also Sky Sports Italia have reported that he's gonna leave Serie A, the Calcio, no matter what, and then obviously MLS would make sense. But yeah, to your point, Patrick, he's 37 years old. Even though he had a great Euro, right? Last summer, he was the one, I would say, a crucial piece of the puzzle to make Italy Euro champions again. But also, he would have a lot of internal competition, right? Because you're talking about, you have Jesus Murillo, who is a starter. You have Mamadou Fall. And then you have also Eddie Segura, who's returning from an ACL injury. And other youngsters like Daniel Henry and Sebastian Ivea. Do you think like he would take a spot from the, you know, Murillo or Mamadou?
Yeah, exactly. So he will definitely have to be a starter, I think, or they'll try to put him in as a starter, at least at the beginning. But like you said, I don't think it's a necessary thing. LAFC have great center backs, from people that can be starting right now, people that are coming up in a very good way, and it just doesn't make sense to bring in somebody that might, you know, stop the progression of some of the younger center backs who are looking promising for LAFC. So, like I said, it's money that definitely they do not need. LAFC also need to be careful with injuries, and obviously Chiellini is a little bit prone to those. They need to maintain a lot of their bodies safe, just because they are en route to probably winning the Supporters Shield. They're still alive in the US Open Cup, and then also, you know, winning the MLS Cup, which is the ultimate goal for this team now, that after a few years of them existing, they haven't been able to do that. So Chiellini doesn't make sense to me to bring as a center back. I understand the you know, the kind of need to bring in a huge name just to, you know, whether it's sell tickets or t-shirts or just an opportunity they have up in the market. But if it was up to me, I would have definitely probably bring in somebody in the midfield or in the attacking role, just because they definitely did need a little bit more help in those areas rather than in defense.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. I think like central defense is not what you need from LAFC's perspective, right? Right now they're the team who scored the most goals overall, right? They have 2.3 goals per game, basically, and they're really high up in the table with 23 points, leading not only the Western Conference, but also the Supporters' Shield competition. The question with Giorgio Chiellini then, because also, according to The Athletic, right, Vancouver Whitecaps, who are, I would say, a really bad team this year, with only 7 points in last place in Western Conference, they could also be looking for Giorgio Chiellini's services if there's no agreement with LAFC. So the Italian coach Vanni Sartini said, like, oh yeah, we're interested. I think it wouldn't even make sense even for Vancouver, right, to sign Chiellini. It wouldn't, you know, solve any problems for the Vancouver squad.
Yeah, I mean, really, in general, in the MLS, if you look around the league, you don't find many places where Chiellini would be a great addition. Even though he's a great name, even though he can definitely still help probably at some points during the season a team, he is very injury prone. He probably wouldn't make it past this season. He's probably just thinking about, you know, retiring, living in the US for a little bit, which I understand. I mean, it's as a personal decision as a sporting decision for him. But for the team's hiring, you got to understand, for example, in LAFC, you don't need a central defender Italian to sell tickets, to fill in the stadium, when you already do that, especially with a guy like Carlos Vela in the field. I don't know if Vancouver has a strong Italian presence, where an Italian... and not only an Italian, but a legendary Italian player would sell tickets and t-shirts or jerseys. So it just depends on the market. Really, this is an opportunity for a market, a specific market, and Los Angeles does not feel the right one for this case. I mean, maybe if they want to throw that money, because it's going to be a lot of money what they need to pay Chiellini, I would definitely go another route. I would definitely, you know, would try with somebody else that fits the market a little bit better.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So in other words, if Chiellini's agent is listening to our Footbox USA podcast, like, okay, don't come to the MLS. No, just kidding. But I think with Chiellini, no, yeah, that's a good point with the market. I think that would actually make sense to go to Toronto, for example. There's a lot of Italians in Toronto, right? Or in New York and East Coast, I would say, focus could be potentially like a New York City FC. But I think with Chiellini, then the question is, like, maybe not a designated player, but he could come as a free agent. That would be different, right? That could be like another alternative. I think also in terms of investment from the club's perspective, yeah, I don't think it would be a good investment if we're, you know, talking about he's prone to injury, he's 37 years old. We know he's a leader, obviously. But also he's been playing in the culture, right? In Serie A for so long, that's gonna be a big change for him, especially at 37 years old coming to the MLS. And we've seen with a lot of big players like Pipita Higuaín, for example, who came here and he never adapted, right? And so there's also that risk that based on you know, his age and also not playing outside of Italy, basically, it's going to be hard for him to adapt to new type of football.
Yeah, especially if it's LAFC, because like I said, they play an offensive type of game where when they get in trouble, it's normally the defenders stay in 1v1 situations versus the attackers. And I don't think Chiellini has the pace for that. I think his injury, you know, risk is higher for those type of situations. If you have a team that sits way lower, like Cincinnati did a couple years ago, then you know, Chiellini makes a lot of sense. He doesn't have to move a lot. He's a good aerial presence. He's still obviously very tall. He is still very technically gifted, and he doesn't have to run a lot. So I think that type of situation tactically will make sense for him, not LAFC's tactical style. So that's where I'm at with Chiellini. I think this is a podcast more for LAFC not to spend that money on him, but for Chiellini to look for the perfect spot for him to land. If it's Los Angeles where he wants to live, then I get it. But if it's a sporting decision, yes, LAFC will bring you the higher chances to win titles, but you probably will not be you probably won't be very important in that team.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with Giorgio Chiellini, who's in conversations with LAFC's team, and see the future there. But let's talk about the US Open Cup, because we already have the round of 16. And we know which teams are going to play. There's going to be a Trafico match that's going to be really exciting. So out of those 16 teams, there's 13 from MLS. So basically only three teams that are not MLS teams. But hopefully we can see a surprise, right? So this week we had a round four of the US Open Cup. And we know we talked about US Open Cup also. If you're interested in hearing how US Open Cup works, listen to our Footbox USA podcast that we talked about US Open Cup. That's really interesting. But yeah, let's talk about the interesting matches that we're going to have, Patrick. So let's just start in the Northeast region. So we have the New York Red Bulls against Charlotte FC, this new franchise against, I would say a powerhouse on the East side, right? The Eastern Conference, the New York City, the New York Red Bulls. Who you got there?
Yeah, that's a good. It's gonna be a good game. I think New York Red Bulls has been impressive this season. I think they're gonna end up taking it, but Charlotte would definitely give in a fight there, because I understand the impact they're trying to make, not just in the league but in U.S. soccer in general. So it's gonna be a good game. Probably one of the best. Well, if we didn't have that El Tráfico, I think this one would probably have a lot of eyeballs in it.
Yeah, good match indeed. I think from Charlotte's FC perspective, they need to focus on the league. So sometimes US Open Cup is actually just a burden, right? So I would go same as you, Patrick, with the Red Bulls taking this one. Also, Northeast region, we have another good match. It's MLS, two MLS teams, New York City FC, the actual champions, against New England Revolution. Two teams that last season they were really, really strong. This season, New York City FC are starting to find their footing in the league. They lost in CONCACAF Champions League against the Seattle Sounders, but then they have a shot to keep their chances to win this trophy. So who you got between New York City FC and New England Revolution?
Yeah, this is going to be a weird one. Like you said, they're not doing the best this season. I think it would just depend on what the team decides to do, whether they want to play the starters or they want to rotate for this game. Maybe they want to, both teams actually want to focus more on the league, so they'll play the rotation squad, and if they get out, it won't be that bad. And if they continue, it won't be that bad either. So it's going to be an interesting one. I prefer the actual champions, the MLS champions, New York City FC, to win, just so that we might get a New York Red Bulls, New York City FC game in the quarterfinals.
Classic, yeah. I'll also go with the Big Apple, so both New York teams would advance on this side. Then let's go to Southeast region, right? Also on the east side of things, we have a Florida Classic, Orlando City against Inter. Your Inter Miami, Patrick. Against Orlando.
My team is Orlando, and so I'm definitely rooting for them. It's been a tough season for both teams. Orlando, I think, is a little bit better than Inter Miami as of now. I think I'm going to go with Orlando as well on this one. I don't see Inter Miami continuing in this tournament. It's just, and even if they do, they'll be done in the next round. Like, Inter Miami is just not consistent enough. I know Orlando obviously hasn't been the same, but I trust in Oscar Pareja.
Okay, well, I'm going to trust in David Beckham's team, Inter Miami, on this one.
Oh,
I'll go against you. Okay. So I think, as you're saying, they're not consistent, so they could actually pull off a win against Orlando, and also depending if, you know, which player they'd end up putting on the field. We have another good game. This is a USL team, Louisville City FC against Nashville. I think this is going to be a tough one for Louisville, right? Because Nashville, we've seen it also over the weekend. They just won again. Nashville with a new stadium, a really good franchise. We saw it also last season. They had a good run in the league. And it's looking hard for the USL team, right? On this one, Patrick, against Nashville.
Yeah. I think Nashville will definitely end up going through. I think for Nashville, it's going to be super important, or it is super important for them to bring or have Akelova finally be the player that they paid for. He's been so bad for them. They're definitely a stronger team collectively, but this tournament, a US Open Cup tournament, can be the opportunity for Akelova to find his footing finally for this team and maybe get them through, so that then later in the league he can also help them there.
Yeah, I would say from this side of the equation in the U.S., if you see a bracket of the Open Cup, I think Nashville has a big chance of making a run. Also, with Henry Mukhtar, I think he's going to be crucial. So I go same with you, Patrick, on Nashville with this one. Let's quickly just cover the other one. So we have in the Central Region Sporting Kansas City against Houston Dynamo. I think Texan teams are better this year, so Sporting Kansas City has been a big disappointment, so I think I got Houston on this one.
Yeah, same for me, Texas.
Minnesota United against Union Omaha, also a USL League One team. Who you got there?
I think Minnesota, just because they're in the MLS, they end up being stronger, but it was a good run for Union Omaha.
Saying goodbye to Union Omaha. And then in the West region, we have LA Galaxy against LAFC, the Trafico, El Trafico. This is a tough one. I think I'm going to go with Galaxy, actually, on this one. I think LAFC are really conscious about how they want to make a big run in the league, so I think Galaxy has a chance to take this Trafico.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with LAFC just because they won the three trophies this year.
Oh, okay. And then lastly, we have Sacramento Republic FC, a USL Championship team, against San Jose Earthquakes. This is actually my black horse. I'm gonna go with Sacramento Republic FC, the surprise of this tournament, to make a run on this side.
Yeah, the upset is going to be here. Sacramento will go through. San Jose is definitely a mess, and it's time for them to go home in this tournament.
Awesome, Patrick. Well, here you have, guys, the US Open Cup round of 16 is going to be really exciting. So you'll have all the details here in Footbox USA. Thanks again for listening. Diego Arrioja, Patrick Meehan, and catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast from Footbox.